This is the Gambling Gauchos.
It's Rob Rocha, Talk 103.9 News, Money, Sports. John Wilner is upset again. John, for the love of Pete, man, just change your name to Big 12 Hotline and keep working. You can stay at the Mercury or wherever you are. If the schools you cover come to the Big 12, you can cover the conference. You don't have to cry and pout about it. Today you said, quote, an athletic director, Baylor's Mack Rhodes, talks on the record about the possible demise of another conference. What a time to be alive. Why the double standard, John? Why can you, a sitting media member, covering one conference, openly beg, root, and ploy for a conference's demise, but Baylor's athletic director, who's a part of the Big 12, can't talk about the survival of the Big 12, John? Need to get you on the show, John. That'd be nice. That'd be fun. Maybe even on the Gambling Gauchos. John, you want to come on the show, John? We'll put this out there. John Wilner and the boys. The Big 12 Hotline. You can still work, John. You're not going to get fired. Well, you might get fired, but not for the Pac-12 exploding. And, you know, the Pac-12 won't die. People keep talking about the Pac-12. The Pac-12 name, the brand, will live on. You'll just have to cover Boise State and New Mexico and Utah State. You'll love it. Stanford will stay. Cal will stay. It'll just be the Mountain West. I mean, the Pac-12. It'll still be the Pac-12. You'll still be loved. Oregon State will be there, John. Washington State will probably be there, John. But it's just a little rich for you as a man to openly call for the death of the Big 12 for nearly a year now and then get upset with a man whose job it is to protect his athletic department, saying broadly that if the Pac-12 doesn't get a good deal, some of those schools will be a good fit in the Big 12. And of course, John, the dedicated journalist you are, capital J, big J Journo, you quote at Coug 57, who quotes a 24/7 report, who's quoting Mack Rhodes quotes. I don't know if you know how Twitter works, listening faithful, but a big J Journo is not going and finding the quotes on his own. He's quoting a quote of a quote of a quote. You ever play the game at telephone? It seems like John Wilner and Canzano live in a world of just telephone. They're sources quoting sources who have sources. In this distorted reality they live in at the Mercury Herald or wherever he is. Going back 3 days ago, John Wilner says if Klyavkov took an ion proposal to Oregon and Washington, they would laugh him straight to the unemployment line. John, you need to take a good look at where you are, what you do, and who you're rooting for. Because that's what you've been doing. You've not been a journalist in 2 years. You've been a propagandist. And this propaganda that you've been perpetuating is that the Pac-12 will be fine. The reality is, John, that nobody wants you. Nobody cares about you. Breaking news, the East Coast bias is real. ESPN is in Bristol. That's in Connecticut, John. That's on the East Coast, John. And ESPN doesn't want you for you. They don't think you have charisma like Robert Redford. They just want your window. They want your time window. They don't care who's playing there. They just want the window. They don't care if it's the prestige of Stanford and Arizona. In fact, they've seen real numbers that say if Texas Tech plays Arizona, they'll get better ratings. Because all these sickos you make fun of on Twitter for being passionate, sorry, aggressive, sorry, psychos, whatever you call us, actually care about the team. And I know it's because we don't have a beach or anything fun to do in Lubbock. You know what's fun to me? Going to football games. That's my entertainment. I don't need Disneyland. I don't need a beach. I want Colin Schooler putting his helmet through the chest of a quarterback on the goal line. I want to watch Keenan Evans drain an overtime shot from the elbow against Texas. I want to see Kurt Wilson hit a three-run bomb against Oklahoma State in a super regional. There's nothing to do in Lubbock. Oh, yes, there is. There's Texas Tech Athletics, and we care about it. It's Middle America. All this flyover country you don't care about. We'll watch your window more than you do. And you never understood that. And the reality is setting in. The dusk is near, John. And you can either accept it and change your name to the Big 12 Hotline and follow the money, or you can hope to God Stanford cares enough to not go independent and rebuilds. Good luck, John. From us to you, John, good luck.